maids and widows all a row, my mind I'd have for you to know how Cupid he hath conquered me and crossed me in my jollity. I was a damsel fair and bright that was beloved of many a wight. But afterwards it made me rue to see that men prove so untrue. When I was 15 years of age, came Cupid in a fiery rage, and with his poisoned wounding dart shot through my skin and pierced my heart. And having touched me to the quick, I thereupon fell dangerous sick. That ever since that time I rue to see that young man proves untrue. Then suitors every day I had to comfort me and make me glad. I entertained them willingly in hope to have a remedy. First came a tailor fine and brave, who proved at last a cunning knave. He for to win my love did sue, whose flattering tongue did make me rue. Then suitors every day I had to comfort me and make me glad. I entertained them willingly in hope to have a remedy. First came a tailor fine and brave, who proved at last a cunning knave. He for to win my love did sue, whose flattering tongue did make me rue. He clipped, he kissed, becourted me, and said he would my husband be. He gave to me a gay gold ring in hope to have a better thing. He would have had my maidenhead before that I to him was wed. And had not I been very wise, the knave had played his master prize. A bonny weaver he came next to ease my mind that was perplexed. With compliments he did me greet, and honey-sugared kisses sweet. Perfumed gloves and ribbons brave as tokens of his love he gave. And for to speak of him the truth, he was a very comely youth. He wooed me and I gave consent. To be his wife was my intent, but cruel death did end his life before that I was made his wife. Oh, had he lived, I had been blessed, but being dead, I am distressed. I must go seek a lover new, which was the thing that made me rue. A glover he came next of all, a proper man, both straight and tall, and said that I should be his his bride. What fortune never did betide, but like a false dissembler he forswore himself and forsook me, which made my heart to melt and rue to see false men prove so untrue. Vulcan the blacksmith that boon blade counted the best of all his trade. He told me many a flaunt tale and feasted me with cakes and ale. Tokens of love he did me give, and I did verily believe that he had been a lover true, but like a knave he made me rue. When first he came into the place, he in his arms did me embrace. With solemn oaths he did protest that all of girls he loved me best. But the vile wretch did me forsake, another sweetheart for to take, which makes me sigh, lament, and weep, because some blacksmiths no faith can keep. And since that he from me was gone, sweethearts I have had many a one. But I will no more deceived be by any such like knaves as he. When young men's tongues do run most nimble, their hearts do most of all dissemble. And like the proverb used it of old, the hottest love is soonest cold. Therefore I'll set my heart at rest. A single life becomes me best. No false dissembling cogging man shall do me wrong, do what he can. I'll break all Cupid's darts in twain and loose myself from Venus' chain. I'll make great Jupiter to thunder and tear the Cyclops quite asunder. Great Neptune shall forsake the seas, and Charon in his boat be drowned, before that I at any time will to a flattering knave be bound. Shall I be bound that may be free? Shall reason rule my raging mind? Shall I love him that loves not me? No, though I wink, I am not blind. Yet let no one my words mistake, though I against false love do speak. I do not say, but some men are of qualities both rich and rare. Some men are honest, sure, and just, faithful to all that doth them trust, constant in actions and love, as true as is the turtle dove. When such a man I chance to see, to him I fain would married be, and to him prove a loving wife, so long as heaven affords me life. But to conclude and end my song, in which I mean no creature wrong, Young men and maids, I speak to you. Change not an old love for a new.